I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo, but tweet a tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Navigating Life After College. This is Introducing Sasha Frank, the series, and we are at episode number 75. As always, I like to get into a little recap of last week's episode. So have you ever found yourself in a predicament where someone is asking, where is Sasha? Where is fill in the blank? In reality, you're right there, right in front of them, looking them in the eye, but they can't even see you because they're so used to you just having a mask on, just being everything for everyone instead of being naturally who you are, authentically who you are. And that's kind of what I came across when I couldn't get my hair done. I wasn't able to have it straight like I typically would. And I was kind of forced to wear my natural hair and I didn't really know how to do it. And it put me in a situation where a guy came up to me and said, where is Sasha? And it just made me shrink back, thinking to myself, am I not good enough? Because, you know, I'm right here, but you can't see me. Or you're not accepting me for who I am. And going back to school really, really allowed me to face that fear and tackle that battle that I had always dealt with, because this was the first time being in a school setting where I was actually wearing my natural hair, and it seemed to be like people were accepting me for who I was and not necessarily judging me upon appearance, but they were actually, you know, a lot of people were saying, wow, you know, your hair looks nice and stuff like that. So it was a completely different thing, acceptance than what I felt like it was back then. But maybe if I had a little bit of more tougher skin, then I would have been able to push forward and still present myself in that manner, regardless of what the guy thought of that. Because at the end of the day, it just shows a lot about other people. It doesn't have anything to do with you. You know, yes, they see a standardized beauty of what they feel like beauty should look like. But, you know, in reality, beauty is, you know, in variety and variations and, you know, just being authentic to who we are and how we were born and just learning how to enhance it and learning not to shrink back, but still holding our heads up high and, you know, showing this is who I am. This is how my hair is naturally, like, accept me for it. Like, and if you don't, it's fine because I accept myself for it. And, you know, even more so, kudos to me for even having the courage to do so, because so many people are so used to, you know, straightening their hair, doing the opposite of what they were born with because they don't feel like it's acceptable. But in reality, most people go to the opposite. Like, you know, most people who have straight hair want curly hair. Most people who have curly hair want straight hair. Most people who have short hair want long hair. And it's always going to be something. But to be able to embrace who you are and love that at its core, I think that's a very powerful thing, because, you know, you're no longer being bound to what people are thinking about you, but instead you're learning and truly loving who you are on the inside and out, and learning to allow your personality to shine through, your inner beauty to shine through. And when your inner beauty shines through, like, no matter what you put on, no matter what you wear, people are going to see that. And of course, you want to dress up because it just enhances who you are. But like, at the end of the day, people are going to see you for you and see that you're confident in yourself and that it doesn't matter what other people think. And if you believe it, then they'll believe it too. And this kind of actually brings me into the next segment, which I'm going to once again piggyback off that conversation, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're forced to choose and what we want. And that comes with a lot of hard decisions. Now that my environment changed, I was no longer walking with people that I once walked with. So again, I was forced to be in a situation that I typically would have ran from, because at the end of the day, not everyone's going to like you, and all of that. You still have to learn to muster up the courage to continue to move forward. And, you know, just because someone likes your outward appearance, not everyone's going to want to actually get to know you as a friend. And that's okay as well too. And that's what I realized as well. And this also brought me back to, you know, a high school moment as well. So it's a lot of like reoccurrences in my life. And you probably recognize that in your life as well, where it just continues to repeat if you don't actually tackle that battle. So, you know, here I was in an environment that was different, that, you know, brought me away from the people that I once knew, because either, you know, I was just in a different environment, or I had to say goodbye because God had me say goodbye to them, because, you know, for various reasons, detrimental to my future, they might have been, or, you know, just, you know, not nice people, and people that I just needed to remove from my life. And so this brought me back to another wound that I had, which, you know, pretty much in all throughout my years, starting with middle school, I guess middle school, I went back to homeschool, or I went to homeschool because my parents, particularly my mother, she wanted me to not be in school because she didn't think that I would be able to adjust to the social pressures that comes along with being in middle school. So I went off to like an online school for the first 6 months. And then I went back to school. And I think in seventh grade, then I went back again, even though I knew, even though I was accustomed to the people and I was, you know, doing well in school, really well in school. But I guess just having this online school and not having to go to school every morning, get dressed in that way, just not really having a routine schedule, it kind of like, I thought it was kind of cool. And just being on the internet in general, like, I thought that was cool, but I don't really know. I don't personally like taking online classes now, because I feel like the online classes are a little bit harder than the actual class. And I feel like you learn better when you're in the class, and, you know, especially if you're a visual learner or, just wanting to be around a community and stuff. So I find it easier to actually go to school than to do online school, but that's a whole nother different thing. But so yes, I found myself in a different environment around different people that I no longer, I didn't know, and I had to get to know people once again and to kind of break the shell off of me and learn how to build community, which, you know, I was so used to being individual, a solo person, that it was hard for me to do that. And when most people would come together and do different things, like, I was just always to myself. Like, I would say hi and bye, and that was pretty much it. I mean, it also might have something to do with the fact that I was older than them. Most of them were just graduating high school, maybe 2 years out or something. And I had already graduated college, so I didn't really feel like that type of connection. But it could have also just been an excuse. I don't really know. One question that I have for you is, have you found yourself in a situation where it's a new place, and yes, they might have accepted your, you know, outward appearance and stuff like that, but just finding it hard to navigate and locate the people that you're supposed to be around? Have you found yourself in that place before? So yes, that's the place that I was in. And to be honest with you, when you're in that place, you can either shrink back or you can kind of do something a little bit different. And in that time, I kind of went back to what I was so used to doing, which was just, you know, strictly focusing on the music, strictly focusing on doing well in that. Because that was the only way that I knew how to cope, which is kind of weird. So just being to myself and making sure I studied and studying hard and stuff, which is a good thing. But still, at the same time, like, it was a lesson that I still needed to learn and that I was kind of pushing to the back burner because I didn't really know how to navigate through it. And there's a lot of times where we find ourselves in those positions and we just have to learn to push through, even if it's inch by inch. Because even now, like, there are still some things that, a lot of things that I need to learn, and in life in general, like, that I'm going to continue learning or relearning, but just inching my way through and doing something out of the ordinary can definitely help loosen you up a little bit and break the shell a little bit so that you are exposing yourself to something that you typically would not have exposed yourself to before. And in that time, you really have to, like, because it can be a mind game, you might be used to people not wanting to befriend you or not wanting to do this or that. And instead of telling yourself, oh, well, you know, they're not going to want to be my friend, or they're not going to want to accept me, or they're not going to do this, then you have to begin to, like, replace those lies from past experiences with actual truth and with new things. Instead of saying they're not going to want to accept me, say, oh, you know, we have a lot in common. They'll definitely want to, accept me. Like, you know, I'm lovable. I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. And just saying all these things, outside of the negative things, so that even if they don't accept you in the way that you would like them to, you would be built up so much in confidence knowing that God created you a certain way, that God created you to be beautiful, that God created you to you know, whatever the list is, and just saying all these positive things that, you know, if they were not to accept you, that's, you know, something to do with them. It has nothing to do with you. And by building yourself up and putting yourself out there in those ways, you can kind of get a sense from different people. You can see people who are actually wanting to befriend you. And then you can also see people that might have bad intentions in the befriending of you, because maybe they see that you have something that they want. But then you also have people who might be actually shy, and, you know, they might seem like they'd be receptive. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just learning that, you know, we're not for everybody. And, you know, it's not for us to try to befriend the most popular person or the most talented person or the most well-known person or any of that. It's to befriend the people that we're meant to encounter. I know one time in particular, you know, I was trying to befriend everyone else who was a part of the in crowd, but I realized that, you know, there were other people that weren't necessarily in the in crowd, but they had a lot to offer, whether it be, you know, they were talented, they had good skills, they had so many stories, they accepted me for me, and I accepted them for them, and they had so many different quirks about them, but it was, you know, different personality character traits that a lot of people would overlook because they are so used to going after the one that seems to be in the in crowd. But in reality, you know, it's okay to go after the one and befriend the one and not trying to be the popular, be in the popular in crowd. Because you can make your own crowd yourself. You build up your own team of people and you know, you become the in crowd and not become the person who says, you know, you can't sit at my table, but instead be the person who says, you know, you've got a friend in me or you can sit at my table. Regardless of what people might have rejected you for in the past, like, you know, I'm accepting your flaws and all, but, you know, all of us together, you know, we're better together, and we can learn from each other and we can grow with each other. And of course, there are seasons to this thing where you're going to be friends with somebody for years and some people for months, or just, you know, the time period that you were in school for, but it's just enough to get you through and just enough to help you continue learning yourself and learning other people, letting people in to your you know, typical isolated world, but allowing people to break those barriers and to come into your world and to be a part of theirs as well. And so that's what I've been learning, just not really trying to be where everybody wants to be. Like, I want to be where I'm supposed to be. I want to befriend those who I'm supposed to befriend. And of course, you can be associates with everybody. You can be friends with everybody. But, you know, in life, you see that different seasons, you're meant to be friends with different people. And you have to be okay with it. And you have to open yourself up to it and see that regardless of our differences, like, we're supposed to be friends. Like, we're two nice people. And we both enjoy music. We both enjoy doing this and going to the movies. And with all those commonalities, we can, you know, continue building a friendship and continue growing as people, as I said. So have you guys been in a situation where, you know, you decided to befriend somebody because, you know, you knew that you guys, you know, even though you were different, you guys actually hit it off and they actually were receptive to you. They didn't, like, you know, give you one closed-ended answer so that the conversation wouldn't move forward. And it wasn't like you were trying to do all the work, but they were just as interested in being your friend as you were being their friend. Have you ever been in a situation like that? I just find it crazy how, you know, you can overlook so many hidden gems in people by just looking at the outward appearance and looking at cliche things. But I'm just learning that there is hidden gems in everyone, and not to overlook people for their physicality. But instead, you know, you might rub off on them and they might start enjoying to get dressed up because, you know, with your confidence, you're boosting them to want to be more confident in themselves. And what you have is what they needed to be able to thrive in their life and to become a better person. And not saying that getting dressed up is becoming a better person, but just feeling confident about themselves and seeing, life from a different point of view. And you never know, like, your story can affect them and your life can affect them in a wonderful way. And you also never know that, you know, they could be going through something that by you befriending them, you being like one of the only people, you know, it could drastically change their outlook in life. You never know if they were considering suicide or considering just things that aren't healthy and, you know, drowning themselves in drugs and drinking and all these things because they're trying to figure out, you know, what's the point of life when people won't befriend me and my family is this way and that way and I'm not doing well in school. Just there's a bunch of different things, but by befriending people that we wouldn't typically, you never know how it affects them. And I guess at the end of all of this, I just want us to be able to find hidden gems in everybody and not necessarily flock to the popular crowd. And of course, you can be friends with them, but also not overlooking that one person who, you know, no one seems to say hi to. And you know, fill their life with love, friendly love and friendship that they might have never had before. So I hope you guys learned from this episode, and until next time.